The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Submitted for your consideration, Folcroft Sanitarium, Rye, New York, 6 a.m. The director arrives for another work day.
Good morning, Mrs. McCulka.
No calls, Dr. Smith.
2 miles away, a crew works on a telephone pole.
Catch anything?
No, Mr. Kogstad. The lines are quiet.
Sever them.
Meanwhile, on nearby Long Island Sound, 3 speedboats bob with the gentle motion of the waves.
Anybody spot our man?
The sun is coming right off the windows. See for yourself.
Screw it. We can't wait all day. The word is go. Repeat, the word is go.
Harold Smith, director of the Folcroft Sanitarium, thought he was arriving for another normal workday. But Harold Smith, also director of the super-secret government agency known as CURE, is about to enter a realm that makes the Twilight Zone look like a quilting bee.
Dr. Smith, there's a terrible racket going on outside.
I know. Tell the lobby guard to retreat to a safe place. Folcroft is under attack.
Ceasefire! Ceasefire! We surrender! Freeze! DEA! IRS! We're the goddamn IRS!
The evil machinations of the capitalistic supercomputer known as Friend have made Harold Smith seem responsible for $12 million worth of drug money, unreported income, or both. Remo Williams and Chun, the master of Chinunju, the other two elements comprising CURE, come to Smith's aid. But Smith's solution to his problems may be more than either man has bargained for.
Smitty, what's the good word? Or in your case, the bad one.
Greetings, Harold the Resolute.
Remo, you have failed CURE and your country. And you, Master Chun, have failed your emperor. You above all know that once CURE is compromised, certain instructions are inviolate.
There is always time to die, Smith. If that is your wish, it will be carried out.
Death and taxes. Destroyer number 97. Identity Crisis. And now, our feature presentation.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents James Axler's Deathlands. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by Terrence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Dolores King Williams, Karen Carbone, David Coyne, Ken Jackson, and Casey Jones. Deathlands number 12, Latitude Zero. Behind Ryan Carter and his 5 companions, the apocalyptic pillar of swirling red and orange dust rose thousands of feet into the clear sky. The choking cloud contained the disintegrated ruins of a long hidden redoubt that had honeycombed the mountain, the remains of which still towered above the Friends. The complex had been destroyed by a self-termination device placed there by some long dead hand nearly 100 years ago, before the brief and savage nuclear war that had ravaged the United States of America, turning it into what was now simply called Deathlands. Within the redoubt had been one of the rare Matt Trans devices known as Gateway.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?